All right, Jay, so it's time to turn it over to you, and what have we learned today?
Okay, no, see, that's it. All right, every day on this show so far, we've been...
That sucked.
Work with me. We've been going over what have we learned today. So we had a full show today, and I'm sure all the people on this show learned something. So one at a time, Shirley, Carla, Junior, Tommy, what did you learn today, starting with Shirley? What did you learn today, Shirley?
Honestly, I didn't learn a whole lot today. But the thing that really...
Not too much.
Jay, today was kind of eh.
Tasha always says that.
Yeah, sometimes you have those eh days, you know?
So, you don't really learn nothing.
I can't tell how many times I've heard eh. Go right ahead.
You know, when you say, how was it? Eh. Yeah. I was a little upset about the Bluebell ice cream licking, though. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Ice cream is very near and dear to my heart, so... Stop it, people.
Stop it. Yeah. Don't lick ice cream.
No.
All right. Carla, what'd you learn today?
Well, I learned that the next James Bond movie, Stay Woke, we got a sister playing 007. I love it. British actress, and her name is LaShana Lynch. Mm-hmm. I got it. Yeah.
Look at you. All right. You did learn something. All
yeah,
right.
You did. Yeah, you
see,
did.
See, I paid attention today.
Unlike Shirley, who didn't learn anything. All right, Junior, what'd you learn today, man?
Well, I learned early this morning that a wedding is actually a cool spot to get a paternity test. Just get a result. You can actually give them. Go ahead, tell these people that ain't my boy. Go ahead. Tell them. You told
and
me
that,
we nice.
Just ruined the wedding.
Yeah. Funny, huh?
Man, I love that.
That was great. You learned something. Yeah. So you did learn something. All right. Tommy, what did you learn today?
I have learned that if you lick that ice cream, me and Jay gonna whoop that ass on I-5.
I like that. 10 licks for every lick. Lick it twice. Right.
Yeah, you need your ass whooped if you lick an ice cream in the store. You definitely need that behind
you. Trying to go viral.
A belt and a megaphone. That's all we need. Yeah, that's right. All right, here's what I learned today.
All right.
Lindsey Graham is up for election, and we want our young man out of South Carolina, Mr. Jamie Harrison, to whoop that behind. Just like if you lick that ice cream, whoop that behind. Like he's getting that.
Yeah.
Just beat that behind. So that's what we want done today. Also, I'd like to give a special shout out to Grambling University. They had a big, what's the word, soiree, Tommy?
Yeah,
is that
soiree.
Soiree.
And they raised a lot of money over at the J Spot for me. Thank you. And so in honor of that, I'd like to donate $1,000 to Grambling University.
Oh, Jay, that's nice.
That's good job, man.
No. I would like to. I'm going to donate $500. I would like to.
I cannot. Are you serious?
You know what
no.
he had I'm, me, though.
He gets us with that every time, though. Every time.
I would like to.
I'm going to send them $1,000 because they're going through it. They could use the money now.
So why are you doing this, Jay? I mean, it's a great thing. I'm not questioning you. I love the fact that you're doing it.
Because it's an HBCU, and, you know, it just came on my heart to do something good and to give back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a trade school, but trade school can help colleges. I mean, so that's what it's about. It's about helping and giving, and that's what I am. I'm all about giving. I'm a giver.
I love that, Jay.
Yeah.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah.
Today, I'm a giver. But I'm going to hold that check for a while when you get it, okay? Don't just go.
You talking to Grambling?
Don't go right to the damn thing.
The check that you so freely gave them. Okay.
I like your spirit being a giver, Jay. I wish my wife was a giver. You know? She don't give like she used to. You know what I'm saying? She just don't give like she used to.
Well, Tommy, I've been married to 3 non-givers, so I know what you're talking about.
3 non-givers?
And now you're soured on the whole institution.
Yeah. But it's all about giving. So anyway, trying to help out.
That's a great thing you're doing.
That's love, Jay.
Yeah, shout out to Grambling and all the HBCUs.
All the HBCUs.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Period.
Yeah.
You know.
You know.
What school y'all go to?
Prairie View A&M University, baby.
Okay. Well, Denmark, Texas, we're yelling out. We had a football team. We were the Fighting So-and-Sos.
Are you serious?
Where?
That's a lie. That is not true. That's, I made that up.
I was about to say. What?
The Fighting So-and-So.
It was a trade school. I took tailoring. We were the Fighting So-and-Sos. That's a bad joke. All right.
Hey, I've been watching this show on Netflix called, I can't think of the name of it right now. It's about Drumline shows. The name escapes me. But anyway, it reminds me of you
it's
every
time
I see it.
It's about bands.
Oh, that's big. Those drumline
competitions about bands.
Are big. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I saw that.
I know, I can't. The name
about.
Just escapes me. But anyway, it reminds me of you. Yeah, I'm going to look it up right now.
No, I'm going to look it up.
So I can put it in
tonight.
The show. What is it? Warning shots? Marching orders.
Marching orders.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
I had to think of it really quick. Okay, so I'm going to say that again. Jay, I was speaking of bands and all of this stuff. I'm watching the show on Netflix. I watched the first season. It's called Marching Orders. And it reminds me of you in Drumline. Yeah.
Before I did that movie, I had no idea how big marching bands were.
Yeah.
HBCUs.
Yeah, and of course, when you mentioned Grambling, that's where my mind went to the marching band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They had the best in the country, I remember. Yeah, at the time. But anyway, we're out of time. So thank you guys for listening. We love you. Bye bye.
Wait. I don't want to leave. Y'all want some ice cream? Let's go get some ice cream.
I got some ice cream.